Welcome to Co-Creating Now with Monica Goyle. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle, on the OM Times Radio Network.
Show, good morning, namaste, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Once again, very grateful to you for listening us every Tuesday, being with us. Welcome to Healing. And today we have a very special guest visiting from India. And I am absolutely honored to have met him and to be able to invite him to our show, Acharya Vikramaditya Ji. He is a secretary of Vivekananda Hospital in New Delhi. He has a PhD in yoga and he has an MA in astrology. And he is associated with more than 30 publications on mudra healing, kundalini, raising the kundalini, cosmic energy. He's also editor of Yog Bharati Brahm Vidya monthly magazine that's been published from last 25 years. He is a spiritual guide, counselor, teacher, and master in lot of different modalities like yoga, yogic kriyas, meditation, tantra, herbs, holistic healing, astrology, samudric science, rebirth, hypnosis, parapsychology, dream interpretations, trance, and lot of different things. He's very knowledgeable, and we have an honor of welcoming him to the show. Welcome, Vikramaditya Ji.
Ji, Kalyanastu. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you? Thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to share your knowledge with us.
It is highly good for me also. To come in on the dais like you, so that people, to make people aware about the science of mantra.
We are very fortunate. Thank you.
Yeah.
So tell us, Vikramaditya Ji, I know a lot of our audience would like to know, how did you come on this path?
Actually, it is all the matter of just... Because you are taking the birth again and again in this world, as per my philosophy, Indian philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just of the good karmas you belong to. You come to a specific place where you can do the good things. So because of my good karma, I came to my the family of my father, Acharya Keshav Dev Ji,
mm-hmm.
who gave me all these good directions to use these mantras, to do the prayers, to give the healings, to understand the subject of Indian spirituality.
How wonderful is that?
Vedic sciences. And to my knowledge, this is the best thing which we can acquire.
I totally agree. So from childhood, you have seen this. You grew up in this environment.
I think that comes to my blood only. That is in my blood only because of the family traditions and all that.
Mm-hmm.
My father basically... learned all this through various different saints. So he was in the family of the judges and barristers, and somehow he got the initiation through the divine goddess that he should join this field.
Wow.
In the early 50s, somehow, when the India was going through the period of the partition,
mm-hmm.
somehow one person from the Pakistan, which was originally India, brought one very spiritual, I should say, awakened ideal of the goddess Durga, which is known as the Shakti in India. In Hindus, we are basically praying the goddess Durga.
Yeah. And Shakti means...
Shakti means inner power.
Inner power.
Inner power. So somehow the one person brought that idol to my father's house, and after that, on the day the idol arrived in his house, there was a day of transformation. And that idol is still in our ashram in Delhi, and that is the basic magical thing, I should say. There's an astonishing thing which basically provoke anybody to go on a positive side.
So it was basically meant to be.
Pardon? Yeah, I think destiny is in some way defined, basically.
Yeah.
So destiny is some way defined, already set. So because the things which we are supposed to do, they somehow come to you before you. Automatically. You don't have to do a lot. You have to just understand the way. In Gita also, there's a specific Suchinam Shimatam Gehe Yug Bhashto Bijayate. It specifically in Krishna said these lines in the Gita that you are taking the birth again and again in this world. It is not like that you have taken the birth once and you have to come in this world again and again. The good things which you are doing in one birth, that because of that, you get the opportunity to do the good, more good things in the next birth. So the main essence of the Vedic sciences is that you have to keep on doing the good works without realizing whether what the realization would be. Realization would be definitely a good. If you are doing the good things, that the result will never be bad.
Yeah. Basically, it's a continuation. It's not something new that we start
with. And clear faith. But there are so many mantras. Suppose a mantra is... Mantra is that kind of thing that will give always the good effect. We have an Indian saint. You might have heard about Ramayana. Ramayana was written by the previously Valmiki, and later on, somewhere around 500 years back, Goswami Tulsidas, the saint poet from India, he wrote that book in Hindi, in the language of the people, because at the time Sanskrit was not in the tradition, in our basically culture, it vanished, but at that time the language which was prevailing was
Hindi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great. Sorry. I thought we got disconnected.
So basically, what he said, Tulsi mere Ram ko reej bhajo ya khij. It means ki you are worshipping, you are chanting any mantra with a positive thing or negative thing. It will come, it will give the fruit. It will give the... Suppose take an example in this. Ki if you are sowing a bead, a seed in the soil, whether the seed is in a positive direction or in a reverse direction, it will come out. It will be planted.
It will be. The plant will come out. Yeah.
So, if you do in a positive way, that will give you a more good realization. And even if you are giving just for the scientific research point of view, without any motive also, or any negative motive, it will come out. It will show the result.
So you are saying it's what you say, the feelings with which we chant the mantra.
Yeah.
Those are going to be, I mean, depending on that, the result of mantra will be given to us.
Certainly. If the mantra depends upon the sankalp. Sankalp means wish.
Okay.
Suppose we are doing, we do daily different anushthan, different thinking processes for different people. So in that, we have to take a sankalp. Sankalp means just a thought, positive thought that why we are doing this thing. What will be what we want? Because to go somewhere, you have to aim something. If you don't have an aim to do something, then you will be just going here and there.
Right.
So we should have a specific direction first before doing any work. So when we chant a mantra, when we do the anushthan, when we do some puja or worship, so there should be some motive behind that.
The intention should be intention positive. Intention
can be of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
How can you say this thing, intention should be is a positive intention, all because that depends upon the motive of the person.
Hmm.
One thing positive for one person can be a negative for other person.
Right.
So it is a very, very different kind of situation where you can't analyze what is good and what is bad, what is satya and what is asatya, what is true and what is false. Because in this world, each and every person have a different kind of motives.
Yeah.
So everything is in this world is true.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take a best path, good path,
yeah,
which is suitable, which is good, which is in a kind of humanitarian grounds for mm-hmm. the more percentage of the people.
Yeah, highest good of people.
Highest good percentage of the people. It is not like that. Where the most of the people are being benefited, that the way, that the path is good.
Mm-hmm.
It is not like the individuality. When we are talking about the individuality, that the person becomes more, in that kind, that is just, we call selfish person, in Hindi, in our language, we call it swarthi.
Swarth, yeah.
Swarth.
Yeah.
So if the thing should be in a humanitarian grounds, more on a human good, basically on general good for the general masses.
Yeah, yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
So true.
So that will certainly help you also. Even that will make you more joyful.
Right.
More. If you are doing the things for your individuality, I think that would be a more conservative sort of thing.
Sure. We will take a short break and continue with our conversation.
Okay.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Radio Namaste leads you down the Yellow Brick Road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Welcome back, Vikramji.
Ji.
So we were talking about the intentions and how does a mantra work. I think people would also like to know what exactly a mantra is.
Mantra is a basically set of words. Mantra is a set of combination of the different alphabets that have a specific kind of vibration in this cosmos, and that mm-hmm. can do the various things depending upon the motive, depending upon the sankalp of the person. Mantra is a set of combination of different different sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds you produce through your mouth have to be specific. That's why previously, in previous time, when the thing mantra was initiated by our seers and sages, the science was introduced, they understood the things in a very subtle manner, and they created the language known as Sanskrit.
Okay.
Suppose in Sanskrit, there is a specific process, rules, how you have to speak a specific word.
Okay.
It is not like each and every alphabet in the Sanskrit have a different kind of sound, and it has been explained that how you have to create that sound.
And each sound has a different vibration.
Different kind of vibration.
A different energy that it carries.
Different level of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not speaking in that form, that specific word, that will not have that kind of specific. That's why Sanskrit is not like, is a basically language of the of a cult.
Mm-hmm.
Now what is happening, we are naming the different languages in different forms, and different people from different religion have a different language. They specifically wrote that this language is of this religion.
Mm-hmm.
The Sanskrit, when it was emerged, that specific thing, how you have to use the words.
Mm-hmm.
It is not like that in English language, different words are silent.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't. Now what is happening? Language is just a representation of writing something.
Mm-hmm.
Language is expression, basically.
Yeah.
The word you say have a some kind of effect.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know one thing?
Mm-hmm.
The words, why you are hearing these words from me, or why I am hearing the words from you, or in this cosmos, whatsoever, the words, the sound is emerging. Why we are understanding? Why we are listening that?
Why?
Because of this universe. Because of this space.
Mm-hmm.
In Hindi, in our language, mm-hmm. the word is known as, this alphabet is known as Akshar.
Yeah.
Akshar means that never vanish, the thing which never vanishes.
Oh, interesting. I never knew that. Thanks for sharing.
In English, we call it alphabet.
Uh-huh.
In Hindi, that is known, in Sanskrit, that is known as Akshar.
Mm-hmm.
Akshar clearly means the things the thing which will never vanish.
Mm.
It will never finish.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a scientific fact, the whatever word, whatever sound we are creating,
yeah.
once it is created in this universe, in this world, that will always remain in this space.
Hmm. So that's the reason
we are listening the words which we are saying, and you are saying, anybody in this world is saying, because of the space only. And once it has come out of your mouth
yeah.
or have been created by any other means, that will always remain in this world.
Okay.
So try to create the words, try to create that akshar that are good for the humanity.
Right. Yeah.
So it is like that, the ones you have created that can't be vanished.
Mm-hmm.
So why we are creating the things which are not good for the humanity?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they understood, our seers and sages thousands of years back understood this thing. So they created the thing in a very scientific manner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this is the things which we are, the words which we are using in Sanskrit, they have a different language, different words. And it has been said, it has been clearly mentioned in the grammar of the Sanskrit that how you have to use these specific words.
Right.
Suppose the different kinds of alphabets are there.
Sanskrit alphabets.
Sanskrit or Hindi alphabets, or English alphabets.
Mm-hmm.
In Sanskrit, we have a specific how you have to create that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Take an alphabet, there's a specific word, V.
Mm-hmm.
V. were in there, it clearly explains that when you say this word, your teeth should touch the lower lip. Va. But generally, people say ve.
Yeah. So
it will have a different kind of effect.
Okay.
You try to say what I am saying, va. Just give the focus on this thing, that when you say this word, when you speak this word, your teeth should touch the lower lip from inside. And generally we say ve. Ve is not that, is have a different kind of sound than ve. Each and everything, how you have to speak, the thing, the sound should come from where. Where the sound have to come from the stomach, where the sound have to become, is coming from the from the neck.
Throat, okay.
Through the throat. And these are all the things you have to understand. Then you can realize. Basically, the problem is, we say we are using these words. Sound has a tremendous energy. Sound has a tremendous energy. You all have realized this thing. Music is a practical thing for that. If some good singer comes before you and he starts singing, you will have a different kind of mind, different kind of state of your mind. And if some bomb, the sound which is not good.
Yeah, bomb blast.
Bomb blast or some other kind of, some donkey sort of person or specific start crying before you or start shouting before you. You will have a negative kind of effect on your mind.
Sure.
So that is just a sound.
Right. That's just a sound.
It's a sound. If the sound is created, that will have a, if that is happening with you, so that is happening with the universe also.
Right.
So that can be used in a positive way. That can be used in a negative way. So we, what our seers and sages did, they analyzed this thing and named some good things for the specific purpose. They used these mantras. They introduced these mantras. They used this specific set of words, combination of words. I should say these are the mystic formulas. Mantras are the mystic formulas. And they have a power and that they can fulfill your wishes.
So like you said, you know, there is a, every sound has a different vibration.
Yeah.
And just like when we are chanting these Sanskrit mantras, if we are not using the right pronunciation, then can it have a negative effect as well?
That depends upon the motive.
Okay.
I said, I told you that we do the sankalp first.
Right.
If you have a negative kind of aim, that depends upon the aim. Sankalp is the aim. Why you are doing this thing? There should be a specific purpose for doing something.
Okay.
Nobody do the any work without any aim or without any specific purpose.
Right.
If your purpose
what
is
I
good.
Mean is, suppose for something, you want to achieve something positive, and that's why you are chanting a mantra.
Yeah.
But if you are not speaking it correctly, can it harm you?
No, that in that manner, because the sankalp, your aim is not good. Your aim is good. You don't want to harm anybody.
Okay. Effect will be less.
It certain effect will be less, but mantra is a specific process. So doing the healing is a specific process, I should say. That includes three things. There's a specific thing because you are talking about the higher level of thing. Mantra, man and dev. When we do the prayers for a specific purpose, we have to include these three things. Mantra, man. Man means yourself. And dev. Dev means the aim.
The aim, okay.
Aim. When these, our formula says, Trayam Ekatra Sayama. When you combine these three things, through, when the combination of these three things become, that will fulfill your aim, fulfill your purpose, and make you will able to, through these three, the combination of these three things, you will able to reach the specific point. But any of the things, if it is a negative, aim is negative, and mm-hmm. you are doing the purpose with full faith.
Okay. I think, yeah, that's a very important part.
So, see, the faith, each and everything have to be managed.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond this, there is also one rule, one phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard that people could simply have a story in their mind that the Valmiki, when he wrote the Ramayana in Hindu culture,
yeah,
he was not a literate person.
Yeah.
And he just said, when his guru gave the name Ram, 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 he chanted Marama, Rama, 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 Rama. And even though he got the realization, people will say, what was that? That was the one step. That was the faith.
That was the faith.
That was the faith. If you have that kind of faith, you certainly can realize. So, going to the specific place, there can be so many ways. But there can be some scientific analysis also. There can be some scientific finding also that if you are going through this path, you will require less energy. You will be less. There will be, and certainly you can travel in a good speed.
Right.
So if you are using the proper faith, proper words, proper thing with good aim, certainly you can realize the things which you want to.
Awesome, great. So and do you think only Sanskrit mantras are the mantras in Sanskrit?
If you are talking about a specific word mantra,
let's come back after a short break.
Okay.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Om Radio.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
And we are back.
Yeah, welcome back. Again.
Great. So, Vikramji, yeah, we were talking if the mantras are only in Sanskrit, or like you said, any spoken word is so powerful, always has an effect, right? It always stays. The vibration always stays in the universe, in the space.
When this science was introduced, mantra vigyan, mantra science of mantras, at that time, the mantras were used to be just in Sanskrit only.
Mm-hmm.
But as people keep on coming and different spiritual scenes keep on coming and they interpreted the things, different kinds, different forms of mantra were introduced. They can be Sabar mantras. Sabar mantra is just like the people having their own languages that can be in different languages.
Okay.
They can be, suppose we, there's a very, very renowned Sabar mantra, Hanuman Chalisa. And it is an Apabhransh Bhasha, Apabhransh language, which is not a Hindi, which is not a Sanskrit, which is just a language of the people. And there can be mantras in different languages. There can be. If the people are having this kind of impression that mantra is only in Sanskrit, I think they are not reading the scriptures in a proper manner. Mantra is just like a prayer.
Okay. So it's like an affirmation.
If it is done in a Sanskrit, that would be, I should say, in a more scientific way. It's a more scientific way of doing the thing in a best manner. But the mantra prayers can be in any form. Prayer is just a voice of your heart. And that doesn't have a language. That doesn't have a words. Before understanding that, you have to understand the different other things also. So how that the mantra, it is a purely a scientific subject. It is purely a scientific subject. If somebody have that kind of impression and he want to ask, he want to understand this thing, how these mantras work basically. You have seen remote control of the TV. You all have that kind of remote control of a TV. Previously, when the TV was introduced around 40, 50 years back, 30 years back, you were having the switches.
Yeah, there was no remote control.
There was no remote control at the time.
Yeah.
When the remote came, the switches, the connection between the TV and the remote is just waves.
Right. It's
just radio waves.
Mm-hmm.
Similar is the condition with the mantra. We all are connected with the Supreme Soul through inner. We are connectivity to the one computer which is known as Supreme Consciousness.
Right.
So there is no specific the link which we can see like wires. It is just like a wave connection. So we all are connected. We all are the branches of that thing, and we all are connected with each and every individual. So when we use these mantras, hello. You have to understand it is a language. The mantra can be used in two forms. One, when we say the word, and when we say through the thoughts. It has been clearly mentioned in our culture that the mantras can be used in three forms. One is mansik jap, one is vachik jap, and one is upanishu.
Okay.
And in these three categories, the best thing is mansik.
So can you explain all three categories in English?
Certainly. The first one is vachik. Vachik means I'm saying, you are listening.
Okay.
When I'm speaking in this words, you are listening. That is vachik. The things which I'm speaking, which I'm telling to others. I'm doing chantings. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. And this is a vachik.
Okay.
Upanishu means that your lips are moving.
Okay.
But the sound is not coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And the third stage, the final stage, and that the ultimate stage, and that is a very powerful stage, is mansik.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are sitting with closed eyes, deeper inside. And your brain is chanting the mantra without the sound.
Oh, wow.
And you're totally involved in that.
Okay.
That has a tremendous of energy, and it has been clearly mentioned mm-hmm. the things. If you are doing the Vachik mantra chanting the mantra through Vachik process, just by speaking, mm-hmm. it will have a similar kind of effect. It will have a one-to-one effect. And if it is Upanishu, that will have a 10-time of effect. And if it is a Mansik, through the thought transmission process, it will have a 100-times effect.
Oh, wow. Okay, so because...
In that you do, it doesn't need a sound. So you have to, because it is a matter of, not a matter of language. This is a specific story for this thing that you have to understand. You put me a question, basically you mantra can be in Sanskrit. No, that, you have to understand this thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are different stories to make us aware.
How mantras work?
Mantra is, as I said, is a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a specific aim and we want to get something in this world.
Right.
So we pray to the God, we pray to the person, we pray to the... A child prays to the father.
Mm-hmm.
A student prays to the... student say something. That is a prayer, basically.
Right.
That is a prayer, basically. If the child wants something and he is asking something from parents, he's asking. Asking is... When it is done from the inner mind,
mm-hmm.
inner is a prayer. Is a basically.
It is with full faith.
If it is done with full faith, so our seers and sages gave the science the name mantra vigyan.
Mm-hmm.
So mantra can be in any kind. I'm telling you a specific story for this thing. Because if we are not telling the specific stories that has been done in ancient time, mm-hmm. people will not understand these things.
Yeah, sure. Please share the story with us.
Sure. There was this incident took place somewhere in the Lord Shiva's life.
Mm-hmm.
When Shiva, there was a specific ceremony was going on in Shiva's family, in Shiva's wife's family, Parvati's family. Mm-hmm. There's some ceremony was going on, and Parvati's father, Shiva, was for the father, Shiva's father, Lord Shiva's father-in-law, Daksh.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't invite him in a specific ceremony in that yajna.
Okay.
So what happened? It had when it was not, Parvati doesn't like that, and when he asked his father just to call Lord Shiva in that ceremony, that yajna, mm-hmm. his father simply ignored. And mm-hmm. he basically created the environment in which he abused his Lord Shiva somehow. And that was not good thing.
Yeah.
So that some negative thing happened. And it is a very long story. And what happened basically, goddess... It clearly, scripture clearly says that she committed suicide at that time. Mm-hmm. Parvati committed suicide in the form of Sati.
Because she was so ashamed of her father.
Her father, because she... and
insulting her husband.
Certainly that. So what happened after that? Lord Shiva was very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And he simply said... and the Daksha's head was... He cut it the Daksha's head.
Okay.
And afterward, when her mother-in-law prayed him, he put mm-hmm. the head of a goat on his head.
Okay.
And when he realized that he did the wrong thing,
mm-hmm.
he prayed simply in his own language, because the head was not of the man on mm-hmm. his head. It was having the head was of the goat. Mm-hmm. He prayed in his own language, his own words. To mm-hmm. the Shiva.
Yeah.
So he doesn't use the words of the Sanskrit.
Right, right.
Word Sanskrit, the mantras can be in any form. Mantra can be in any language. Mantra doesn't require words.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Prayers doesn't require words.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are using in a scientific manner, a specific research of our sages, seers and sages, that will be helpful. Suppose a person is suffering from heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you a specific mantra for that. Most of the people in this world are suffering from heart disease and they are having different kind of remedies for that. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you a specific, there's a specific simple word. If you are practicing this word, this chanting, the yang is a bija akshar, yang. Yo is a Hindi alphabet, in Sanskrit alphabet, yang.
Okay.
If you are focusing on a heart chakra
mm-hmm.
with a green color
mm-hmm.
and your hands and position of the hands are in a Mritsanjeevani Apanavayu mudra and you are chanting this process, yang bijakshar is a seed mantra, yang, that will help you in strengthening your heart and making you healthy.
Can you chant that mantra how you would chant it so our listeners know?
Young. You have to, that should be inner chant, young. In English, if you are writing that, that can be written in this form, Y-U-N-G.
Okay.
Young.
Okay. And is there a specific number that we should be chanting this mantra?
You have to first energize it.
Okay.
I know, previously I used the word, the form of mantra, Sabar Mantras. Sabar Mantras are basically energized because of the chant. Because so many people are chanting this mantras.
Mm-hmm.
So it automatically gets charged.
Mm-hmm.
So before using these mantras, it is not like that they just I give you the mantra, you start singing and my heart will become sound. It is not like that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to first energize it yourself.
Okay.
For energizing it, you have to chant in a specific numbers.
Okay.
So
that's interesting. Let's come back after a short break.
Yeah.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together, we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at @joyofbusiness or Twitter at @joyofbusiness and share your pictures with hashtags businessdoneware and joyofbusiness. Let's change the world with business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times.
We are back. Welcome back. Vikram ji.
Ji. I'm here with you.
So we were talking about the number and energizing, basically energizing the.
Yeah, you have to energize, because if you have that kind of thinking that the things will heal you, that then you are some thinking about the mastery of the subject.
Mm-hmm.
It is not like that. You are taking like a simple pill and in your mouth. And mantra vigyan, you have to master. You have to specifically have an experience in that thing. You have to analyze this thing. You have to energize this thing process.
So do we energize?
For energizing, you have to do some. You need to have a specific guidance of the guru, kripa of the guru.
Okay.
Of the master. And a proper faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that healing is not a superficial healing. That is a permanent healing.
Okay.
Now what is happening? People are introducing themselves to a superficial things.
Mm-hmm.
And even they know this thing, that this is not a permanent thing, even though they are indulging themselves in that.
Right.
Suppose you're suffering from some problem. You have to understand things. See, we are managing our things. We have to manage the good things. We mm-hmm. have to manage ourselves. We have to manage our wealth. We have to manage our children. We have to indulge ourselves in managing our spirituality. We have to manage ourselves. And we are managing nowadays our sugar. We are managing our sickness. We are managing our blood pressure. Are the things you have to understand what we have to manage, what we have to understand.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's not possible for everyone to, you know, to be able to go to a guru and, you know, energize the mantra.
You have to understand, you are yourself guru. Each and every person
mm-hmm.
has a guru. He himself can become a guru.
Mm-hmm.
Because his inner conscious is a god.
Yeah.
So when, why to? Moko kahan dhunde re bhaiya, mo to tere paas re.
Yeah, yeah. The soul is all-knowing.
He is with you.
Yeah.
He is who? He is you. When we are speaking about the he is who?
Mm-hmm.
You are only he.
Yeah.
There's no difference between he and you.
Yeah. We are part of God. Yeah. We are
the part. When we are the part of God, we are that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that is the basic aim. When we call, in Ved, there is one specific word, soham.
Mm-hmm.
Soham. This specific mantra.
That means I am.
No, soham. The thing, the you are, I am that.
Mm-hmm.
Soham.
I am that.
Soham means that I am that.
Mm-hmm.
I am as similar as you are, the God.
Mm-hmm.
So, Guru doesn't mean the outer thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not like a personal mm-hmm. thing. You are yourself. So, first you have to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So, when the God is inside, you are yourself, this part of that. So, need not to go to search. You have to awake yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Once we awake ourselves, then there is no problem in that. Even a friction of second, our motives can be solved.
Okay. So then it again comes to the faith and the intention.
Total devotion, total faith.
Yeah.
Total devotion and total faith. That is the most essential part of the thing.
Okay. Okay.
If you have doubts in your mind, then the things, you will not enjoy the things.
Yeah.
First and very most thing is the doubt. It is a basic nature of the humankind. There's a doubt is there.
Mm-hmm.
Take a small example. The student is going to a school.
Mm-hmm.
And student is a thing. Student is start going to a school in a very early stage. And mm-hmm. when teacher tells him that this is alphabet A, without any question, he accepts that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, in a grown-up stage, goes to that school and And when we simply ask why this is A,
mm-hmm.
why this is B, I don't understand this is A, this is not, no, this is not A.
Mm-hmm.
If I start raising that kind of question, will I be able to understand the language? Will I able to able to learn?
Mm-hmm.
Because of our faith, because of that child's faith, because the teacher is telling that this is A, he simply understood and he made himself aware that, oh, this is A. Yeah, this is A.
Yeah.
So he had that kind of faith and he emerged that thing. To get something, we have to opt something.
Mm-hmm.
Once we have opted the things, then we can get the things.
Yeah. The faith is definitely...
It is not an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an illusion.
Yeah. So it's again the energy.
Certainly energy. You have to make the faith yourself proper. You have full faith and consciousness if you are doing the things. Mantra is just like inner prayer. If you don't mm-hmm. know the language, it doesn't mean whatever thinking you have, think with the positive manner, that is a specific mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you want, if you have some problem, just pray to the God in your own language through the mind.
Right.
And if you are using in the things in a scientific manner, then the Sanskrit words used in a specific stream, that can also show a miracle. I'm telling you, we in our ashram in Delhi, we daily do the different processes.
Mm-hmm.
Different kind of people with different kind of problems come to our ashram.
Oh yeah, you mentioned like people who have been suffering from incurable diseases have been cured
certainly,
with the help of...
Certainly, and we do the different kinds of prayer for them and we have seen the results also.
Mm-hmm.
And very rarely we fail.
Yeah. Again, it's the faith.
It is a faith and the scientific manner of doing the process.
Yeah.
I made you a very simple, that is simple prayer with what you want to do, you can do in your own language also, your own thinking also, with your own thinking also. But if you want to do something, you want to experience the things, then that has to be done in a more scientific manner.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that process also.
Yeah, I am sorry we are short of time, but would you be able to share some very basic, simple mantras that, you know, we all can easily do?
Certainly, you can do various mantras in different forms, and they are very short mantras also. Very, as I told you, young bijaksha, those who are suffering.
Yeah, can you share for all chakras?
Yeah, certainly. That will help. That will be very helpful. If you want to journal, there are basically seven chakras for mm-hmm. That is known as Muladhar Chakra, Swadhisthan Chakra, Manipur Chakra, Anahat Chakra. Then we have specifically Vishuddha Chakra for the carotid plexus.
Mm-hmm.
So these all different chakras depend upon the different diseases also. They control the different hormonal excretion also.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have a journal, most of the people are suffering from the problem of the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose a digestion sort of problem.
Yeah.
Most of the disease related to stomach can be healed. You can heal yourself through using the mantra Rang.
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 Okay. Can you chant it?
Rang. Yeah. Rang. I'm chanting Rang.
Okay.
Rang.
For stomach.
Ramang. For stomach. The problem related to stomach.
Okay. That's awesome.
That will be helpful. And okay. If you are having... If the person is suffering from obesity.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people in this various parts are suffering from this disease. And they... Most of the... Now WHO also has recognized the obesity as a disease.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are doing this mandrang... Along with one mudra that is known as Linga Mudra,
mm-hmm.
that means crossing both the hands.
Okay.
Crossing both the fingers.
Yeah.
That is known as Linga Mudra.
Mm-hmm.
And start chanting this mantra, Rang, Rang, Rang,
mm-hmm.
with the aim that with the aim. You have to mm-hmm. combine the three things. Pronunciation of the word, thinking that you're about the purpose, which we mm-hmm. are doing that. That should be a continuous process. It is not like that you have aim thing, then you start the chant. You have to do these three processes in a simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just so our listeners know, Acharya Ji's website is called mudrasforhealing.com, and you will have information regarding the mudras, the hand positions, and different mantras here. And also, before we leave, I would definitely like to share that he does phone sessions, Skype sessions, and all the contact information is available on the website itself. There is tons of information, lot of knowledge that he has shared, and I would definitely encourage you to be in touch with him for personal sessions or just visit his website, and you'll know how much he has to share. I know we have only 1 minute left. Thank you so much, Vikramji, for spending this hour with us. And I'm sure we'll meet once again, at least, not once, but a lot of times to continue our conversation. Yeah. And definitely have so much to learn from you.
In the last, I would like to say a prayer. Sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kashchit dukhat bhave. Om Shanti. Shanti, Shanti.
Thank you so much. Namaste.